In Iraq today, a militant group asked a Sunni Muslim organization to rule on whether kidnapping foreigners is acceptable under Islam. The holders of the black banner asked for a fatwa, or religious ruling, from the Association of Muslim Scholars in Iraq. Since April, a number of newly declared Islamic groups have seized more than 100 hostages from at least 20 countries. They've killed many. The body of an Egyptian hostage was found today north of Baghdad. And their threats have succeeded in forcing companies and some countries to pull out of Iraq. Two foreigners who remain in captivity are French journalist Christian Chesneau and Georges Malbruno. They were seized last month by a group calling itself the Islamic Army of Iraq. It demanded that France repeal a new law banning Muslim headscarves and other religious symbols from public schools. To find out more about this group and others, we called Kenneth Katzman. He's a Persian Gulf expert with the Congressional Research Service. I asked him what's known about the Islamic Army of Iraq.
This apparently is one very radical Islamist faction. There are many other factions. Some are Baathists, some are nationalists, some are more moderate Islamists. But the Islamist factions of the insurgency appear to be becoming more dominant now.
Well, this demand of theirs that France repeal this law against headscarves doesn't have anything to do with Iraq. Do you know this group's agenda?
Well, that is probably what is quite troubling about this development, because it suggests that the Iraq insurgency now is tilting toward more of a pro-Al-Qaeda stance, or becoming almost like Al-Qaeda in a way. I'm not saying this faction is necessarily linked to Al-Qaeda or part of Al-Qaeda, but
because a number of news reports have linked the two.
Well, there's no real hard evidence of that, but they are like Al-Qaeda in the sense that they have international Islamic objectives. Most other factions of the Iraq insurgency, their agenda, their issues, their demands are purely Iraqi focused, getting coalition members out of Iraq, stopping companies from doing business in Iraq, etc. But this faction are making demands on Islamic issues way outside Iraq's border. And that is probably what's most troublesome.
And would you say the seeds of these groups were there in Iraq under President Saddam Hussein?
No, I don't think there were obviously people who were interested in political Islam under Saddam Hussein, but they were definitely repressed. Saddam moved against them when he had even any hint of any plotting or any organized activity. So my view is that these groups have sprung up since the overthrow of Saddam.
So in some sense, would you say the presence of U.S. troops is fostering these groups?
Well, these groups got activated by the issue of the U.S. invasion, the overthrow of Saddam, the presence of U.S. forces. They clearly want to, expel U.S. forces. They clearly resent what they perceive as a U.S. occupation. But also, they resent the fact that the transition plan that the U.S. has set up, in their view, is probably going to lead to a government dominated by Shiite Muslims. And so these groups also believe that they have, as Sunni Muslims, have essentially been displaced. They have lost their leadership position over Iraq, and there's a lot of resentment of that.
Does this mean that, in some sense, the war on terrorism is getting more difficult if there are other groups popping up and spreading out?
Well, my view is that the U.S. presence in Iraq has indeed stimulated the formation of radical Islamic Iraqi factions. Now, that may never redound against the United States directly, but I believe that that has happened. The question is, are these factions going to focus completely on Iraq and Iraqi politics, the Iraqi political structure, in which case the United States itself, the homeland, may never get damaged from these groups.
At the Republican convention this past week, we heard speakers suggest that the U.S. is fighting terrorists in Iraq so that we don't have to fight them here. Do you believe that groups like the Islamic Army of Iraq or some of the other insurgents there could stage attacks in the U.S.?
Well, I think more likely is that they're probably likely to infiltrate more of the Persian Gulf states, who they view as too pro-American. So they might, make trouble in the region. I'm not sure they necessarily have plans to come to the United States at this point.
Kenneth Katzman is a Persian Gulf analyst at the Congressional Research Service. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.